Jocelyn Ramirez has been playing basketball since she was a kid. She was a varsity player at Mount Edgecombe High School and played basketball in college. For the past 25 years, Ramirez continued playing as an adult in the city-run basketball league. She was disappointed when the Juneau Assembly decided to cut it.
It just seemed wrong for it to end just at the drop of a budget.
The city started the basketball league in the 1970s. About 30 teams participate each season in five women's and men's divisions.
It plays a big role in our community. A lot of teams and players would be lost without that activity between November and February. And just in Southeast in general, you know, for all walks of life, it's an important sport.
Some players saw the City League as practice for the Lions Club gold medal basketball tournament held every March in the capital city. Ramirez went to Juneau's Parks and Recreation Department and asked what needed to be done to keep adult basketball going.
I decided that I didn't want to see it be lost in the city, and so I developed a company called Southeast Rain Sports just a little over a month ago so that I can run the league for both men's and women's adults.
Costs are slightly higher than they were under the city, but they're comparable. Player registration is $55. Team fee is $850. Ramirez anticipates a total budget of around $36,000, none of which she's pocketing. She just hopes to break even. With basketball gone, volleyball is the only adult sports program run by Parks and Rec. Up to 450 players participate in each of two volleyball seasons. City Recreation Manager Dave Pusich says basketball was cut because it's smaller and costlier.
Basketball is a little more expensive because you got more referees and scorekeepers, whereas volleyball, you don't have that. And we also contracted out the referees to pay them at a higher rate because it's a little more challenging of a sport to manage.
For youth, the city offers indoor and outdoor soccer, basketball, and a sports development program which covers a variety of activities. With the city facing another deficit next year, Pusich can't guarantee that any of these programs, adult or youth, will stick around.
I think everything's on the table and they're looking at everything overall right now.
Pusich says he's glad the adult basketball league will continue. Ramirez says she's heard gratitude from others.
A lot of people are, you know, saying thank you and you deserve something. And I'm like, no, I didn't even look at it like that. I just felt like it was the void that needed to be filled. And, you know, we filled it.
For now, Southeast Rain Sports is focusing on adult basketball. But Ramirez hopes to branch out to other adult sports like kickball and dodgeball. Even though it started out as a for-profit company, Ramirez says Southeast Rain Sports will eventually become a nonprofit, like the Juneau Softball Association. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.